Welcome. My name is John Brewer. I am founder of Foundational Journey Institute, and I want to welcome you and honor you for the actions that you've taken. You are a person that wants to make a major change in your life, and you're looking for somebody to help you, and I am honored that you decided to follow through and pick up this guide that I've created for you. Now, on the download page, you're going to notice that there's the PDF version itself. This is going to be a video recording of that PDF, but there's going to be a little bit extra put in there just because I want to provide some extra value to what you're trying to do. And then third, you're actually going to see an audio version of this on the download page. So you have three ways that you can consume the content. And I just want to welcome you and again, thank you. So something I've learned in my life is that we all make changes in life. We all want something better for ourselves. And there's a lot of things that cause us to feel that way. In the movie Rocky, Sylvester Stallone is having a conversation with his grown son. And his grown son is complaining about how things are so difficult. And there's a whole monologue that Rocky does. And in that, Rocky says, "No one hits harder than life." And that's true. You know, basically, life is going to beat us up. It's just a fact of life, is that it's difficult. It's meant to be difficult because through adversity, we actually become stronger. Whenever you want to have stronger muscles, you lift weights, you push yourself in order to do that, and then it becomes stronger. When a baby learns to walk, the leg muscles are not strong, and so it has to lift its weight and begin to walk. Same thing happens in life. Life hits hard. The key to it, though, is taking the hits and keep getting back up and moving forward. I had a conversation with my middle daughter, and she's had some health issues, and they were difficult, and she was struggling on, you know, not moving forward. And she was like, "Dad, I don't want to fail." And I said, "You know, failure is only one thing: never trying. If we want to succeed at something and we don't want to fail, then simply try. That's all. Because in the process of trying, you can't fail. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to stumble. You're going to fall. But that doesn't mean you fail. Failure is only when you don't try." And the same thing applies here, is taking those hits, getting back up, and moving forward. So the question is this information for you? There's a couple of questions that I'd like you to think about and answer. Are you going through a midlife crisis? And now the funny thing is midlife crisis aren't necessarily for those that are like 40 years old or, you know, 40 to 50 years old. Those midlife crises could be in your 20s, in your 30s, could be as late as your 60s or 70s. The thing is you're in a position that you're feeling frustrated and disconnected from your purpose in life. Are you going through one of those? Are you feeling stuck in place and thinking that life has no meaning? Have you experienced any setbacks or trauma that makes you think that life is over? A lot of people have struggled with that one. Are you struggling with your goals or not sure if they are the right ones? That's always a good question. Do you feel stressed or hemmed in by your fears, worries, or anxieties? Or have you stopped finding life enjoyable? I know that for myself, I've found that a couple of different times in my life. And it's always an interesting position to be in. Not that it's enjoyable, but it's a moment that you can truly see who you are and what you want. So, in that, do you find yourself thinking that you're at the wrong place in your career or a relationship and you need to make a major change? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then this training is for you, all right? So what we're going to do is, below this video, there are 7 other videos that are going to go through 7 actions for a newer and happier you. All right. And these are ones that are simple to take advantage of and help you move forward. Some of them, they may raise your skepticism. You're like, going, yeah, what, whatever, that doesn't make any sense. But it's true. Every one of these action steps will help you become better. But when you see how they all come together to empower you, you'll be eager to start to implement them right away. Again, I honor you and I thank you, and we'll see you in the next video.